You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Lisa Thurgate Marks.
Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Lisa T here from Mermaid Waters in the Gold Coast, grounding back into my energy, coming back into me. What a morning I have had. Spirit just loves to play games with me and the internet and the YY web. And I have been caught in it for about 3 hours trying to submit an application. I get to the very end and Spirit just loves to play games and they throw me straight back out. So what do I do with determination? I keep going forward. I call in my spirit guides and I say, please, come on, we can do this. Let's band together. But oh no, this is not the time for me to be putting this application in. Maybe there is a tweak that I need. I have to trust this. But no, I get all flustered. So connect back to my breath when I felt that I was really shallow breathing and getting quite cathartic about it. I had to kind of say, come on, reset and go back to my soul beliefs. And that is, it takes a community. And I'm going to tell you, when it's myself and anything to do with online or the internet, I tell you, it really does take a community to help guide me and move me forward to get to where I need to be. So all I can say is, I am blessed to have a community behind me and I will put this application in. I even put my manifested generator on so that Crystal, we all know that crystals do help us, so that make sure that someone would just pop into my inbox who's actually willing to help me. So everybody, putting it out there that Spirit stops playing silly buggers with me and allows me pop my application in by close of business today. And we will find if we hold on to this energy, or if I held on to it, it's like holding on to the energy that is going on outside in the world. Now, collectively, if we can give back all this negative energy back to the source from which it came from, through filtered infinite love and love, lots and lots of love, and love for our neighbours, our community, and know that we're all in this together. Spread your love and know that it does take a community. I have a caller coming in. Lovely to hear from you. And how are you going today?
Hello?
Hello, Tammy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And you're from Canada. I did a few readings this week from Canada already, just in my own business.
Yeah.
Got one in Vienna tonight. It's amazing, isn't it, how we can just connect through the internet. It will play well for us when it's meant to be. So you were meant to come on here. Lovely to hear from you today. And I love your energy. And it brings through a freshness that I love to hear. What can I do for you today, Tammy?
A reading, please.
Reading? Yeah.
Yes, please.
I'm just looking into your auric field, reading your energy. Oh, I'm actually getting for you to come back and go a little bit slower, Tammy. So for you two to ground back to you. There's so much that's going on, so much excitement I'm getting around for you. They are saying very loudly for you to choose wisely. Okay, there's going to be two choices around your home and work. Okay, you've got a lot going on here. So you've got to make a decision about where you are going to make your money from, okay? This is a time for you to really sit and think, is it worth it or is it time to move on? You can't stay in the past anymore. I feel quite good. I feel quite excited about this. It's quite uplifting for you that you have shed so much, Tammy.
Nice.
Something to do with it. I think it's sun, so I feel it's more of a sun as in a person, not as in the sun. Have you a son?
Yes, I do.
So you do have a son?
Yes, one.
They're coming in around his heart. Okay. Do you get to be at loggerheads sometimes, but things are getting I feel like there's a closeness now? Does that make sense? Like there's a closeness coming in? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Interesting. I feel that Archangel Michael's coming in around you, protecting you. Good.
Oh, thank goodness.
The conversations don't allow the words to cut so deeply into you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes we need to put a protective barrier around us, and that's what I'm guided to tell you to do today. Even though he's your son, we need a protective barrier, and we can put both of you into this beautiful bubble of protection too. He does have a beautiful grin, but you both do. It's just that he needs to look further ahead. He can't get caught up in himself solely and wholly.
Okay.
He's a bit of a magician, isn't he? He can make things happen out of nothing.
Yeah.
He can, and you can too. So I feel this is about using your own manifestation skills, getting him to use his own manifestation and clearing. There's not enough said about clearing and releasing the clutter of the past and our minds and our home. Physical being, I feel that both of you need to really do a big, clear and reset. Things are going to move so much more better forward for him and for you. That is so nice to hear. Any rowing, anything in a boat, anything to do with rowing or rowing even at the gym, rowing, keep getting rowing. Do you feel like you're rowing along or anything to do with rowing, Tammy?
I don't know.
Not know? Do you do any physical fitness?
I'm procrastinating and should be doing it.
Yes, so how about you start with a rowing machine? It's gentle on your a little bit on your knees, something about your knee. Okay. But try to do a little bit to get your energy up, okay? Get your physical fitness moving.
Okay.
Your income's coming up, which I do like. It's not about don't worry. We all have to worry and have our budget and live within our means. But it's like the entitlement. Something's coming. Things are coming up for you. That's very good, actually. Because things were
that would be nice.
Things are a bit rough there for a bit. They're showing me. Put that behind you. You're still moving forward. Is there any questions that you'd like to ask around anything I just said or anything in general? Any S names? Stuart?
No. Male or female? Sam. My daughter lives with a girl named Sam.
Okay. Was with a girl named Sam and they've split?
And then I have a boyfriend named Ricky.
A boyfriend, Ricky?
Yeah.
What did I say before? Because I'm telling, I can't even remember. But when I'm looking here with Sam, sometimes you have to watch where you put your thoughts and actions. I feel like I need to shield myself there a little bit. Here we are on TV, but I'm still saying that. Watch our thoughts and actions. Okay. Does your partner have something? Yeah, give me a quick question.
Is it going to last?
Yourself and your partner?
Yeah.
I keep coming in around him in his heart. I feel like it just keeps getting pulled backwards. I don't think that he can share as much as what you do. You have a lot to give. And it's about probably opening your heart to be allowing the love that you deserve to come in and to treat you well. It's okay to be with someone as long as it is not making your mental health feel worse, okay? We need to lift you up. So the answer to this is, if it doesn't feel right in your heart and soul, you know the answer, don't you?
That's true. Makes very big sense.
And it really does. I can say to the cows come home that it will last or won't last, but at the end of the day you have free will. I do see a love, a beautiful, strong, connected love for you. So I'm very happy about that. And keep your eyes on the bigger picture. Believe in the details, experience that leads to success, genuine concern for others. And you really do. How about putting concern into yourself? Have that little bit more self-love for you and bring the love and joy back to you. Sometimes, like I say, release for peace, blessed be. Lisa T. Love.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know where I am if you need a reading anytime. And everybody, please protect your energy. Please just ward off any negativity. That's all you need to do, and it will bring peace back.